This is program number LW2710. Well, they thought the guy was right, and they thought it for so long they couldn't change their minds, even when truth slapped them in the face. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about a fellow named Aristotle, a guy who lived centuries ago. Aristotle was a philosopher, and he told the people one day that the heavier an object is when dropped, the faster it will fall to the earth. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried it or not, but get on top of a house somewhere and see if it's true. During the days he lived, everybody thought Aristotle was the greatest thinker of all time, and surely he could not be wrong. And because of the confidence they had in him, nobody ever tried it out, you know, just to see if what he said was true. No one did, history claims, until nearly 2,000 years after Aristotle died. 2,000 years. In 1589. Galileo summoned several learned professors to the base of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Then, it said, he was the one who went to the top and pushed off a 10-pound weight and a 1-pound weight. You know what happened? Both of them landed at the same time. Aristotle was wrong. But that's not so staggering as what I'm about to tell you. Even when Galileo showed those professors that Aristotle was wrong, the power of belief was so strong that they, seeing it, still denied it. You know, Winston Churchill once said, "Men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing had happened." On another occasion, he said, "Truth is incontrovertible. Panic may resent it, ignorance may deride it, malice may distort it, but there it is anyway." I don't know about you, but speaking personally, I want to know the truth. I wanted to know it when I was in high school, whether or not a certain girl liked me as much as I liked her. I wanted to know the truth in college, whether or not I should even go. I want to know the truth today about the economy, about how important national defense really is, about what threats that are against me and my family. You want to know things like that. You do want to know the truth, don't you? I want to know, speaking personally, even what God wants. I mean, what he really wants out of me. How much does he demand? How real is heaven? How hot is hell? Is Jesus real? I want to know the truth. Don't you? Back in 1938, a guy who owned a home on the south shore of Long Island ordered himself a barometer one day, and when it came in, he proudly hung it on the back porch of his house. Now, this is a true story. Half an hour later, he took a peek at his high-priced toy, and he was irritated to find the needle stuck at the word hurricane. Quickly, he sat down and wrote an angry letter to the company from which he had bought the barometer, and then he went to the post office to mail it. When he returned, his barometer and his house were missing. That was September 21, 1938, the day of the worst hurricane ever to hit Long Island. When truth hits you in the face, recognize it and act upon it, even if you don't like it. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." There is a God. There is a heaven. There is a hell. And that's the truth. And Jesus Christ says, "No man cometh to the Father but by me." That's the truth. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that's designed to help one explore the pages of the Book of Truth. How much do you really want to know what God says is truth? Right before the course, it's called "For God So Loved You." It's a brand new course. It's colorful. It's biblical. It's interesting. It's short. It's yours. Absolutely free of charge. If you'll just write and ask for it. "For God So Loved You." Write me for this free, non-denominational Bible study course. Write me in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana. Two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.